Okay, any question? Where are we?
Beginning a new story.
Beginning a new story. Means?
Means
we finish our story. So let's go over what we have discussed up to now. A couple of stories, each containing one argument. The first argument was the argument about you and your intelligence. You surrendering to your intelligence because there was no one else there. The first hint to go to wake up to see what's going on. You realize that you have an intelligence and you surrender to that. This is handmade and this is made for you, but it doesn't like you. Your intelligence doesn't care about you. It cares about us. What we say, what the fashion is, what the logic of today is, what is normal, quote unquote, in our society or in our group. That's what intelligence cares about. And representative of those external values is the goldsmith. So that was first story. Any question about the first story? He suggested what should be done, what could be done about this. You have to remember that if I ask you. Okay, now I realize that I was enslaved by my intelligence. What should I do? Kick my intelligence out? You tell me.
Get rid of what the intelligence is preoccupied with.
This is a very intelligent advice, but this is not what Rumi said. Mm-hmm. Rumi's suggestion was a little bit more complicated, I think. First of all, he said you cannot do anything about it. Because in reality, the doer in you, who is the doer in you? The intelligence. Slave of the intelligence is doing the deeds. What do? The things that you think that it's correct. That thinking is not you. That thinking is the brain, the intelligence. Anybody remembers what's wrong with that intelligence? What's wrong with that intelligence, lady? Yes, you. Because you're a first timer, yeah. It's difficult, yeah?
I should know. Well, I haven't read the text.
Great answer. Because you have to go back to the text. He said, what's wrong with this intelligence? He said, this intelligence knows the rules. Doesn't get the exception. There is an exception when there is a rule, and your intelligence doesn't cover exception. This was the first thing. Remember, the first paragraph of the book is the story of the king falling in love with the handmaiden. All the doctors will try, everything works upside down because they didn't exclude the exception. Rumi said it, they didn't say God willingly. That's representative of exception to us. And why the exception is very important. So what? The rules are working. Why the exception should be important? It's not literature, it's not good wording, it's not good thinking. It's as simple as you are in you. In the first part of this book, we don't talk about society, culture, and all that stuff. We talk about you, only you, And whatever we talk is happening in you, because you have to feel differently to feel good. Remember, feeling good was the goal. To feel good, you have to realize something in you. First of all, in reality, you cannot do anything about it. In reality, you have this intelligence because, well, you have it. Because I'm alive. That comes with life. Brain, thinking, understanding, logic started with life. The first cell of life knows what to do to remain alive, right? That's intelligence. So, intelligence has one single mission: to keep the flame of life burning, to keep the living stuff alive. We understand that, as simple as that, right? So, it is in you, and you have to remain alive, right? So it's correct. There's nothing wrong with that. But only in reality. But is there anything else but reality?